This is Ifeah Wangaza, chair of the Pacifica National Board Affiliate Task Force, calling to order the April 9, 2009 task force telephone conference call meeting. And we would ask our secretary, Teresa Allen, to call the roll.
All right, here we go. Chandra Hotman? I didn't hear anything. Sherry Gendelman? No. Joe Wanzala? No. Alan Minsky? No. Jan Goodman? No. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden is excused, if you don't mind, if we don't have any objections. Nia Bidiaco? No. Bajra Kilgour?
She said to excuse her absence.
Okay. Teresa Allen is here from KPFT. George Ryder? No. Sandra Rawline? No. Deb Shapto?
No. Deb sent an email saying that she... Wait, let me just bring this up. She and someone else won't be here. Deb and George won't be here.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Deb
All right.
George Ryder won't be here.
Who is this that's speaking?
Sean Rhodes, WBAI.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
That's okay.
David Beaton?
He's just changing phones.
Okay. Ifeah Wangaza?
Here.
Dina Colbert?
Dina is at a Passover party, and she'll be on and off. She'll be back shortly.
Okay. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Okay. Rip Robbins? Okay. And who is that just came on?
Dina.
Thank you, Dina. All right. Madam Chair, I've taken the roll.
Okay. I want to thank you, Madam Secretary, for having gotten out the notices and for also sending out the agenda. I want to welcome Marianne from KMUD, whom I also invited to continue with us. And are you still there, Marianne? Okay, I guess she'll be back. As I said earlier, we're kind of in an odd position in that it's a holiday weekend and there's so many activities going on from Good Friday, Passover, and David is at a pledge drive party where they're wrapping up their drive. So it's a great deal of competition with which we're dealing. But we'll do as much as we can and move forward. I also wanted to thank you for Teresa for getting the minutes, getting us up to date on the minutes. That's a real relief.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't have sent them out sooner. I can only strive to be better every time.
Well, that's the key. That's the key. Okay, so if we could begin, first of all, with whether or not there are any items folk would like have added to the agenda as it was drafted.
Well, the only question I have is that we don't have any working committees at this time, so putting them on the agenda is questionable.
Well,
I would like to recruit for fundraising or discuss whether we don't even need fundraising. You know, if that's an issue, I mean, I wouldn't mind discussing that possibility that we have people join that subcommittee.
Also, my thinking about having them on there is that it reminds us that there are areas of work that we at least at one point said we thought ought to be conducted, and we ought to make a conscious decision about how we're going to handle it, whether we're going to retain them and recruit folks to them, or we're going to decide that we're not going to work in those areas, but not just drop them from the agenda without having made a conscious decision about it.
So can that be part of the discussion for those committees? Okay.
Yeah. Did anyone else have an item? Is there a particular place that you think we ought to do it? Just put it
as each committee gets called. We can discuss it, maybe.
Okay. Are there any other items to be added? Hearing none, then I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Is there an amendment? What was the amendment, Madam Chair?
That instead of committee reports, that the usefulness, necessity, and or viability of the various committees would be discussed as they came up.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
I make a motion to accept the agenda.
Thank you. Okay. Next is to approve the available minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the January minutes?
They sent out? I didn't see them. I'm sorry.
They were sent out last month.
Okay.
Are we prepared to accept them, or should we carry them over to next month's meeting?
If nobody has a problem with it, I'm willing to accept it.
Is there any objection to accepting them?
Chair, when you say them, you're talking specifically about the January minutes?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
There being no objection, then we will consider the January 15, 2009 minutes approved. We move to the February 19, 2009 minutes, and ask if folks have had an opportunity to review them and if there are any additions or changes to be made to them. Is there any objection to accepting them as they have been submitted with the proviso that should there in the future be a modification be needed, that we will address it at that time? Is that acceptable?
I accept it.
Fine with me.
Okay. Then we'll consider the February 19, 2009 minutes as approved. Now we come to the March 12, 2009 minutes. And are there any...
My question for that one is, did you include... I had sent, Teresa, I had sent you notes from what the affiliates had talked about.
Yes, I did include that.
Okay, and I know that I think Dave did too and Ursula did. So did you do a compilation of everybody's notes?
No, I did not.
I know that there's a compilation, and so I would suggest that that be put into the minutes.
Okay. Well,
can can it simply be attached, added as an attachment?
I think Ursula has the has it. So if
this
she's on the line,
this is in addition to you, to what you added. I just took what you had and added that. I did make.
I believe she had notes from Dave and herself, and she put the three of ours together. Is she on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I can, Teresa, I'll be happy to send them to you.
Okay. I'll look for them. Whatever you want, whatever the group wants to do, if you want to postpone.
It can just be as an attachment. It'd be fine.
Okay. I will just take them and I will incorporate them. I know that part of our discussion today was supposed to be on those items.
Chair, I have two corrections.
Go ahead.
Where it says guest in attendance,
yeah.
You have Heather Gray, WRFG, Jamie Hoover, KGUS, then you have Marianne, KMUD, no last name there. And but you have her name listed, you know, and you have a affiliates open mic, so you just need to put her last name there. And at the
she
end,
she didn't refer to her last name, and I didn't know what it was.
You have it, have it right there at affiliates open mic, Marianne Knozer, KMUD.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I think I must have gone to her website and picked it up, but I forgot to put it in the other place. I will fix that then.
Okay. And then on item 8, where it says sex set next meeting date, April 8th, 2009, did we say the 8th, our meeting, or was that, should have been the 9th?
No, I think, I'm sorry. No, we did not. I think it just got, the wrong date just got picked up.
Okay.
I think what we did was calculated it off the top of our head and said it was the 8th.
Oh, okay.
I will fix that. It's probably just a typo.
Okay.
Thank
you. Those are my two corrections.
Did anyone have anything else?
Dave Beaton just joined the call back again.
Hi, Dave.
How are you doing?
Alan Minsky joined it, too.
Thank you.
Good.
Hi, Alan. Hi, Dave.
Okay. We are now in the process of approving the March minutes. If you guys have anything you want to, if you had an opportunity to review and would like to add something, now is the time.
No, nothing to add.
Then can we approve the March minutes as amended?
I accept it.
Are there any objections? Okay, then we will consider the March minutes as having been approved, which means that the minutes for January, February, and March have been approved, and if there are later changes that that are discovered, then we encourage people to call them to our attention so that any such modifications can be made. Okay, next on our agenda is the chair's report, and that would essentially be based on having attended the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference, which I thought was just phenomenal in terms of the number of people and presenters and the quality of the presentations, the range of presentations from very basic to how to start a radio station to how to manage the radio station, fundraising. There were several immersions opening beforehand. And I, given that the position of Pacifica and all of our different station's difficulties, given the economic downturn, attended that particular immersion that will be on the NFCB website. I do encourage people to take the opportunity to look at the handout, all of which will be posted to the to see what might wind up being useful. Kim Klein did the fundraising immersion, and it was really wonderful. I'm not a fundraising person. There's three things that I especially loathe, and that's moving, looking for a job, and raising money. But she not only was optimistic, but she provided information, statistics, and trends, information regarding trends that gave the feeling that all is not lost, and frankly, that the economic downturn has a lesser impact on what we're doing and our ability to raise funds than we may actually feel. So that was very, very rewarding. And of course, Ursula will be able to talk about her experiences and her opportunities to meet new potential affiliates, especially those who attended the How to Get a Radio Station intensive. I was very pleased with the turnout of the affiliates meeting and the interest in the way forward. Continuing interest in wanting to find ways to do exchange, to have a mutual exchange between Pacifica and the affiliate, and having strengthening that, and having a broader, deeper footprint of progressive community radio. So folk are looking for ways to do that and express an interest in being able to do that, including being able to participate in these calls. So folks will be looking forward to participating in the upcoming quarter call. And you could ask me more questions about NFCB, which I think will get me more to the point. The second thing that I wanted to people ask questions about what's going on with BAI, and as you all know, it's their efforts to try and stabilize the situation and to get it on a healthier footing. And while this has true to form, the effort has been viewed positively and negatively. My understanding is that it's moving along, and Ursula may have more information about that as well. I think that the Pacifica interim chair and interim director, Grace Aaron, who is in New York along with a team of other Pacifica people at this time, will be releasing an update on her previous statement. So I think we're better served to wait for that than to engage in speculation at this point. We had in the last meeting planned to ask grace to be on this call, but for obvious reasons, we'll have to delay that and have it have her for the June meeting, not June, May meeting instead. Although we might spend a few minutes tonight thinking about the framework of that discussion, or how we want to develop a process for that discussion. I think that's all I have to say. Whatever questions people have, I'll be happy to answer.
This is Sean at WBAI.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Last month, you gave a report about Sirius XM possibilities.
Right.
And there were some discussions that were going to take place. And can you give us an update regarding that?
I don't have any new information, except that there is a continuing interest, and it's really more at this point waiting for the opportunity to reopen. So it's more like they're getting back to us than us getting back to them.
Actually, I was going to get people for Grace to contact. This is Alan Minsky in L.A. And because I work on a different radio project that's on Sirius XM.
Uh-huh.
And the people I work with said that they were not the right people to talk to. But the reason there's a holding pattern has to do with us getting a complete channel to ourselves for 168 hours, a whole week of content. And that had to do with channels opening up, and then we'd be in a holding pattern. That's what somebody had said last week, and apparently that is true. However, there are things that we can do in the meantime by developing what people who they get outside content from. I have a term for it. I think it's called content partners.
Mm-hmm.
For us to do that, we'd have to become these guys thought the process is we become content partners with them, which doesn't really mean that much, except we appear on their website listed as a content partner, meaning that on Sirius XM there is Pacifica Radio content. We're not currently a content partner with them. So that kind of hurdle can be crossed, and then and by getting in contact with them about that, that will probably expedite the process towards us getting onto their... it's a one-way thing. We don't take any Sirius content onto our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So people can look it up on the website and see the little blurb about their content. I think it's called Content Partners. So that's what I was told so far. And I was supposed to then talk to Grace about it, but Grace has been so busy. I've spoken to Grace about a number of things since then, but she was way too preoccupied for me to talk about this with her.
Did I miss a discussion on the cost of this?
Oh, I don't think there's any cost involved.
As far as I know, there is not any cost.
Right. Yeah, like NPR is a content partner, a whole bunch of people. I mean, a lot of corporations, Disney, I remember seeing on the list. But, this is something that I know that back in even Dan Coughlin's days, he was talking to XM at that time about this whole idea, too. So it's, certainly before I knew about interest among people in Pacifica about this, there were people who were interested in it and getting a Pacifica station. I've only ever heard people talk about us getting a full station. I've never heard about us just giving them content that then they spread around their other channels. I'm sure other people are less particular about that. So we would be asking for something pretty precise. My understanding is there was a lot of interest from XM back in the day that Coughlin was interested about it. So I'll just try to get the correct contact people to Grace, and then Grace will pursue it.
Super.
Okay.
Was there anything anyone else wanted to add on any point at all?
Would you give us some feedback about the affiliate, what they're looking for in terms of what going forward?
My sense was, one, that there is interest in both of the possible platforms, the Sirius platform and the and being able to access Al Jazeera English if that winds up working out, including some people, some stations indicating an interest, a willingness rather, to even pay additional fees to be able to do so. So I thought that that was a pretty strong indication of interest, in addition to just the excitement that was expressed at the possibility of doing either or both. And so I think there's a continuing interest in how that progresses, and finding a way to communicate that is going to be useful.
Is Pacifica negotiating with Al Jazeera?
There have been discussions about carrying Al Jazeera.
So how far along is that, do you know?
No, I don't. It hasn't come before the board, so it's still in the investigative stages. There, as I understand it, some folk who consider it typical cutting-edge Pacifica programming, and other people who are antsy about it, on the theory that it's government sponsored, but, you know, so is the BBC, so, and so is NPR, and, you know, so, and I don't know that they should be just qualified because they happen to get their money from a government.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I said, it's still in the investigative state, so the larger discussion about it has yet to be had. What is your thinking about it?
Me personally?
Well,
asking the group?
Well, I would be, I'm interested in the group, but I if you don't mind my starting with you, I don't want to put you on the spot.
I have no trouble with it. I think that it would add another dimension or different perspective, which is useful.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Did anyone else want to comment on it? Did anyone
This is Dave. Affiliate rep. I think it would be great, but we got some problems we're still dealing with on a number of levels. As long as it doesn't cost us anything, that would be my concern.
No, it doesn't.
You think that's
okay.
Or it wouldn't. Let me say it that way. It wouldn't. Were you about to say something, Dana?
Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't ask anything. I would ask, were there any, did you hear anything from any affiliates about a lack of services since we have less staff or and less website ability, et cetera?
Actually, there was no, I don't have any recollection of any such expression. There was an expression of concern about staff generally, and the feeling that staff was not or is not kindly treated. But as to letting go of staff and the impact that it had had, there was not in the open meeting, any specific complaint of that sort. I should also add that Brian DeShazer, from the, in addition to Ursula making a presentation, she can talk about her own, Brian made a presentation and talked about the campus campaign that the archives have done and how It has been very successful, and there were affiliates that expressed a commitment to participating in that campaign in the future by using the set as a premium and focusing more specifically on using it as a premium for the specific purposes of assisting the archive. So, and I thought that was very positive. I thought all in all that it was a positive meeting. It wasn't without its moments, but then that would not have been real.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to comment. I have our program director, Ernesto Aguilar, did a blog, and he commented on several of the sessions that he attended.
Okay.
And I will send this to the group in case you would like to read it. I don't know whether it was Elizabeth Robinson or someone made some comments about WBAI. And it seemed like in his blog, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like several people told the people that had comments or concerns, well, come to the Pacifica board meeting and, come to the board meeting and say something about it. And I thought, well, am I misunderstanding this? Are we really telling somebody from Virginia or Tampa or somebody to fly to a board meeting to speak to us in public comment? Did you hear something like that?
That's inconsistent with my recollection.
Okay.
That comment, first of all, it was Elizabeth who raised the question of BAI and what was going on with BAI and what did that mean in terms of the stability of Pacifica and its ability to continue to provide services to affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
My response to that was that as many people know, BAI has had difficulties for some time, and that the current chair and interim ED was focusing on those problems and attempting to not only to investigate and disclose the nature of those problems, but to help BAI to formulate some resolution in order to get it back on stable footing and moving forward, and that I had and do have every confidence in her ability to do that. Number one. Number two, with regard to the invitation of people coming to the board meeting, the in-person meeting, that was the response that I made directly to Sally, and I don't remember her last name, Haynes, who was the person who raised the question about the treatment of staff. And my response to that was, and the general atmosphere of work atmosphere at Pacifica, and my response to that, given the fact that she's on the West Coast, and along with inviting anyone else in the vicinity to come to the in-person meeting and to participate in the meeting, not just to participate in the meeting, but to participate in the governance process of Pacifica. So while it may have, Ernesto may have heard it as simply attending the meeting and making public comment, my response was much broader and much deeper than that.
Okay. Well, I do want to, I am sending this to you, that Ernesto's notes, for you to read. I thought it was a pretty good synopsis of some of the sessions, which I found useful, and I also do thank Ursula for sending us the video link to, I guess, the keynote speech. It was very good.
When was that sent?
Well, I think I saw your email, Dina, saying your link didn't work, but I tried mine a couple times, and then I did get it to work, and I listened to it.
Oh, because I didn't get it, yeah.
Well, maybe she can send it again, or maybe they cleared up whatever problems they were having with it. Maybe that's where the problem is.
Well, I'll find it and try to send it to Dina so she can see it, because I know you were trying, because I saw an email saying that the link did not work.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, criticisms? Okay. Then why don't we go to you at this point, Ursula?
Okay. I apologize if I sound a little tired. I was up all night because a volunteer came over here and helped me put together the anniversary show for Sprout. So
Abo.
I recommend that you listen to it. I think it's a really great show, mostly due thanks to Peter Beauchamp from WVAI, who gave me his really fabulous mix of the first 50 years of Pacifica. And then Christine and I put together the last 10 years since, by Pacifica, I mean, Voices on Pacifica. And since Peter hadn't done the 60-year version, we put together the last 10 years, which was kind of a horrifying experience, actually, because actually the last 10 years have been real nightmare politically. So it was kind of interesting to recap the Bush administration years in sound. So, but I think it's a wonderful compilation. Like I said, mostly because of Peter's work, and it really is. It's just wonderful to listen and give a sense of this really great tradition that Pacifica is. So, if you do have time to listen to it, I recommend it. If you go to audioport.org and click on the link that says Public Files, you can find it there. It says I think it says Pacifica 60th Anniversary. And it doesn't require a password, so you can just listen to it. And so we worked pretty much all yesterday and last night. So at noon today, we finally got it up. So, if you get a chance, listen to it. It just made me proud to be part of Pacifica. It was just really, really something to listen to.
Tell us again where we can find it.
Go to audioport.org. And then when you go to AudioPort, there's a blue navigation bar on the right side, and there's a link there that says Public Files. Those are all the files that you don't need a password for. And Sprouts is always in the Public Files because it's not password protected. So if you click on there, you'll see a list of shows. Most of them are Mitch Jezerich's show, Letters from Washington, but in between you'll see the Sprouts.
So you go to AudioPort.org and then Files.
Public Files.
Public Files.
Yeah, it's a link in the blue navigation bar. It's kind of towards the top. And it's just, it's good once in a while to just remember, what this is, what this tradition really is.
And it's the Sprouts 60th anniversary?
Yeah, yeah. Starts out with Lou Hill's voice, which is really a spectacular voice, and kind of starts from Lou Hill and goes all the way up to the financial crisis that we're in now. So,
I can hardly wait to hear what it's about KPFT.
The bombing is in KPFT. They do talk about the bombing there.
Anything else other than the bombing that's covered?
Well, most of the voices are not identified what station they're coming from. It's a compilation of, the voices from all the stations. So at the beginning of the show, the stations are identified, and at one point, the PFT does come up because of the extraordinary event. But most of the voices, it doesn't specify where the voice is coming from. I think at one point we found a file of Hard Knock Radio DVD in Barbara Lee when she voted against Warren
Call. What's up?
So he's identified, but just about everybody else, you don't really know where it's coming from. Actually, some of them
can't do it now.
Affiliate station.
Okay,
so
anyway,
I hope you have a chance to listen to it. I'm real proud of it, especially under the circumstances. It was really a rush job, but I'm really glad that, you know, we got there.
Congratulations.
Thanks.